This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea says that it fired a test satellite in an important final stage test for the development of its first spy satellite, key military capability coveted by its leader Kim Jong-un, along with other high-tech weapon systems. The North's official Korean Central News Agency also released low-resolution black-and-white photos showing a space view of South Korean capital. Cities along the U.S. Border are now setting in motion humanitarian efforts, including emergency shelter, food, and transportation services, ahead of an expected dramatic increase in the number of asylum seekers as pandemic-era immigration restrictions are set to expire this week. And an interview at the U.S.-Mexico border with ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says that the Title 42 restrictions blocking asylum seekers from entering the U.S. should remain in place, saying the health crisis that led to the implementation still remains intact.
These people are not tested when they come across the border. And so who knows how many people have COVID? Who knows what other type of disease they may have?
The Title 42 has been in place since March of 2020 and has been used to deter migrants more than 2.5 million times and will expire Wednesday. Authorities in Ukraine's capital say it was targeted and a new attack in a critical infrastructure point was hit. Statement Monday morning came 3 days after what they described as one of the biggest attacks on Kyiv since the beginning of the war. This is VOA News. The U.S. is bracing for an extra cold Christmas. Arctic air will blast much of the U.S. just before the holidays, AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Forecasters are warning of treacherous holiday travel and life-threatening cold for big parts of the nation.
Below zero readings are likely and expected across the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest. But even for locations down into the southeast, mid-Atlantic, temperatures dipping down into the single digits or teens.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor also says besides the Arctic blast, rain and snow are also in the forecast.
Potential there for some heavy rainfall across the eastern U.S. And on the colder side of the storm system, we're looking at a potential for a swath of locally heavy snowfall somewhere across the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes.
I'm Julie Walker.
Argentina is World Cup champs for the third time, after beating France on penalty kicks in a 3-3 draw in regulation. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
After the triumphant Argentina squad celebrated on an open-top bus outside the stadium, they made their way back to their hotel and the team coach, no doubt, to continue the victory party. The players are expected to fly back to Buenos Aires to a hero's welcome after securing a third World Cup trophy and their first since 1986. France's Kylian Mbappe won the World Cup Golden Boot Award with 8 goals after scoring a hat trick in Sunday's finals loss to Argentina. Mbappe became just the second man to score 3 times in a World Cup final. Lionel Messi was named the tournament's best player. He is the first player to score in the group stage and all 4 rounds in the knockout phase. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Severe turbulence rocked a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu on Sunday, seriously injuring 11 people in what an Hawaiian Airlines official called an isolated and unusual event. John Snook, the airline's chief operating officer, says the flight was full, carrying 278 passengers, 10 crew members. Honolulu Emergency Medical Services Director Jim Ireland says 36 people received treatment, including those with nausea or minor injuries. He says 20 people were taken to hospitals, including 11 people. Elon Musk is asking Twitter's users to decide if he should stay in charge of the social media platform after acknowledging he made a mistake in launching new speech restrictions that sought to ban mentions of rival social media platforms. And yet, with another drastic policy change, Twitter announced Sunday that users will no longer be able to link Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, and other platforms, which